Hello, and welcome to Sprofcast, the English language Sprofka Below podcast that nobody asked for. My name is David.
Hello, it's me. How are you?
All right. Jesus. What's going on there? Do you not have a name or something else?
I'll try to wake myself up.
All right, fair enough. You've got a feather attached to your T-shirt.
A feather? Oh, I have feathered pillows. Oh. Pillows, cushions.
I was going to say, have you just woken up then?
No, I was on my sofa. I was waiting for the cats to come in so I could then come over here. I was sort of working my last hour, as I do if I am working from home, sort of in that sort of weird sort of like angled position on a sofa on LinkedIn, trying to bam people up for jobs.
Fair enough.
Okay. I mean, getting them, you know, I'm not begging people to hire me.
Right. Okay.
No.
If you were going to look for a job, podcasting would be one of them, because we're very good at this.
I like to think we give it our all.
We were referenced on Reddit yesterday. I don't know whether you saw that.
I saw that. It was about like where to watch Premier League in Brno or something like that.
And then it was Ask Zbrojovcast.
I don't watch Premier League.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
We're a Czech language, an English language Czech football podcast.
Yeah, well, you know, it's nice to know that we're known in the wider world of Reddit.
This is true. So, you know, maybe we can work as some sort of tour guides for new expats or something.
Yeah. I mean, I actually clicked on the profile of the bloke who was asking, and he mainly posts about buying firearms. So I didn't message him.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, talking of firearms, Zbrojovka.
Zbrojovka. Hey. Yeah, that's what a link.
Yes.
Oops, I kicked the microphone. Yeah, sorry,
that's
listener.
All right. We've only got five sections today. It's Tabor, Hrudim, Hot or Not, Beer of the Podcast, and a sort of a brief preview of Sparta B. Things have gone on, and things have gone quite badly.
Yes.
So let's get into that by beginning with the home game against Tabor from 2 weeks ago. Right, we played on, when was it? It was a 6 p.m. on a Saturday.
On a Saturday, yes.
Yeah, which was quite nice, actually. It was quite a decent time. Unfortunately, it was an absolutely appalling game of football.
I mean, it was an appalling game of football from Zbrojovka Brno.
Yes.
I'd say that. In a lot of ways, and a lot of people, especially amongst the fan base, will consider what was happening off the field as being a lot more important than was maybe happening on it for that specific game.
For that game, yeah. Should we go slightly into the backstory of
this? Yes, let's do.
The selling up or not selling up of the club has been a hot topic for quite some time now, and due to the fact that over the last couple of weeks, Bartaniec has been refusing to sell the club as he had previously promised, meant that some of the ultras groups came together to do a sort of weird fake funeral procession to outside the back of the, or the like main stand of the ground.
It was very funny. Can I also
remember
that?
It was
very funny. Having all the funeral candles outside the front door of the stadium.
And a wreath.
Yeah. Where someone went to a florist and was like, I need a wreath for a funeral, please. And then the woman at the florist will have, you know, put on a solemn face and gone, well, of course, you know, what would the specifics be? Whatever. And then someone will have said, is it possible to have a ribbon saying rest in peace Zbrojovka Brno on it or whatever?
Yeah.
Unbelievable scenes. But yeah, like it was a very strange thing that led up to this as well, because there was this long-term agreement for Bartaniec to sell a stake in the club and then to reduce his share gradually over some time until there was a majority shareholder. And it turned out that he got cold feet, or it seemed to. So he stopped answering his phone and started stalling things. And this is really why things went to a head.
Yeah, so during the game, it was basically
there were no songs about the club at all.
No, it was just Bartaniec then, Bartaniec out for basically the entire game. Until about 75 minutes-ish, 60 minutes, 75 minutes, when all of the ultras who had been protesting where they normally stand left and then went around the back of the main stand.
Yes.
To ostensibly continue protesting outside the like back of the VIP area.
Like the front door to the club, basically.
And then many of them managed to get in to that stand and There was much anger, which we could only observe from the opposite side of the pitch.
Yeah.
But because by this point, the football was so bad that basically no one was paying attention anymore to what was going on the pitch.
Yeah, so it was just people going, you know, like straining their eyes, looking for a fawn and going, ooh, ooh. It's like, you know, if you go to a zoo and like in far off in the distance, there's like two gorillas shagging or something like that. You know, it was sort of like watching it with that sort of morbid curiosity like that. I mean, they had the right idea. The game was absolutely trash. I was thinking about walking out. But yeah, it was just very, very strange scenes all around it. But at least it was a little bit of respite from having to watch what can only be described as eye-bleeding stuff.
Yeah. I mean, the weird thing is this lineup, apart from Martin Novi playing in midfield, which is a bit odd, looks like actually possibly the strongest lineup we have. Svarček in goal. Not sure about either him or Berkovets, but either way.
I think it's much of a much less.
Yeah. Kojolu, Falet, Pernica, Jamfi, Novi and Hamza as two holding midfielders, then Potocny, Fosek, Ali Agic across the sort of attacking middle, and then the little butcher up top. And that selection of players, that is a fine selection of players, really. You know, that is a good selection of players for this level. And we may come onto this, but after the Hrudin game, I'm very much doubting that # knowing the club as a coach is enough.
Yeah. if you and the listeners don't mind, I'm going to save most of my comments on the squad to the Hrudin game, because I think that there's a lot of stuff that's very similar to be discussed. on that.
Yeah.
But I think that the one thing, at least in this game, to sort of that I took away from is that how, you know, sometimes it's sort of like how bad you are as a team. Well, first of all, it's relative. But it just sort of like sneaks up on you sometimes as well.
Mm.
And this was very much a game, I don't know how much notes you've got on the what actually happened on the pitch, that sort of snuck up on you. So about after 5 minutes, there was a really nice break from Tabor on the left-hand side. They cut it in, they get a shot off, and it's not a million miles away, but you go, ooh, that's a bit that's a bit of a scare. We're going to have to tighten up and, you know,
shot there. Across the bows. Yeah.
Yeah, like that. And then when that started happening every 10 minutes and just getting, you know, in some cases reasonably close, considering that Zbrojovka, if I recall, had two chances maybe the whole game, that's a bit of a concern.
Yeah. Like I said, Novi playing in defensive midfield was a bit odd.
Yeah.
Simon Fallet, it was his first game like as a starter. He looked off the pace, which is
a theme that would continue
is understandable in a way. Like, I'm willing to cut him some slack for the moment. But also, that leads me into asking you whether you'd like to play a game.
What's the game called?
Right. Are you ready? Let's play Fallet's Mallet. Right, as we know, our new Guinean centre-half loved 80s kids TV, in particular Saturday morning irritant Timmy Mallet.
Timmy Mallet, yeah.
So now we're going to play Fallet's Mallet in tribute to that. And this is going to take a slightly different turn to our normal format. I have here a bowl.
Oh my, he actually has got a bowl.
With six topics on pieces of paper that I'm going to muddle up. There's six topics, but we're only going to do three of them.
Okay.
You know how this works?
Yes.
You get a topic, we go back and forth until you repeat or you hesitate.
Okay.
Okay?
God, this smacks of preparation, David.
I know, yeah.
I've got my hand in the bowl.
Rustle it. Good.
Right, I'm picking at the paper. I feel I'm going to be okay on this when it's Aberdeen players.
Yes, there are some that are much more weighted towards you or me or vice versa.
Okay, yeah.
Right. So
any type of car.
Right. I feel I should go first because I think I'm going to lose this one.
Sure.
I've literally gone blank. You go first.
Okay, Jim Leighton.
Zero Alley.
Theo Snelders.
Your goalkeeper, Priest.
Very good. I like that one. Should we keep going with them? We'll keep going with them. Goalkeepers then. Kelly Rose.
You know what? I think I'm done. I'm panicking. Okay. I'm immediately panicking. You in that round, beaten.
I just named three goalies.
Yeah. Right, you in that round,
very
beaten.
Very good. Okay. God. Twin turbo engines. Pass.
No. They are all related to things we do on the pod.
Okay. Fanning around.
All right, pick another one.
This is you know as well that we're going to do the other three off camera as well. Off camera?
Oh, yeah,
off,
absolutely.
Yeah, cast,
off mic, yes. Yeah.
Okay, this is one that's probably going to be better for you. Czech national team players.
Czech national team players. Right, I lost the first one, so I will start with... And this is across any time.
Good.
Karol Poborský.
Petr Cech.
Vladimír Smica.
Tomáš Ujfalusi.
Tomáš Rosický.
I was going to say Tomáš Rosický.
Quick!
Vladimír Smica.
Already said him.
Did you?
I think so.
Can we roll it back?
No.
Okay.
Carry on.
This
keep
one.
On going.
I'm happy. Milan Baroš. Did you say that one?
No. David Rosenal.
Marek Hainsa.
Pavel Kuka.
Anthony Panenka.
Petr Kolba.
Patrick Schick.
Hložek.
I'm just going to give up.
Okay. Fair enough. It really panics you, doesn't it?
It does. You're actually.
It really
you're right.
panics you.
You're right.
Because I thought. Like I said, I have written these out, so I know the topics, but I didn't do any prep. I didn't look at Aberdeen squads or anything. So
I hope we're going to get that sort of form of engagement on this, where you have people tweeting in, going, "That's pathetic. I could name 50 Czech national team players." I'm like, "Well, good for you."
Yeah, not under this pressure, you couldn't. All right, final one.
Final one.
Here we go.
I made a joke to you, by the way, at Hrudin, that the next one was going to be Crepe or Galette.
Yeah.
Someone Fallette. And this is possibly better. Oh, Jesus. Do we have to talk about them?
You can choose another one if you want. Because we've done
players.
Yeah,
all the
we've
time.
Done lots of players, and there are some non-playery ones.
Yeah, we'll have a non-player one. That one, by the way, was born of players, by the way. Czech beer brands. That feels a bit more important.
Right. That crossed out bit initially said breweries. But that removes like the sub brands of like the big breweries.
Yeah.
So this opens it up a little bit. Okay, you go first.
Okay,
then.
I will just start with everyone's least favourite in the whole world. Gambrinus.
Starobrno.
Pilsen.
Kozel.
Dalšice.
Polička.
I was going to say that one. Žihovec.
Pardubický pivovar.
Bracket closed. Znojemske.
Černá Hora.
Primus.
Radagast.
Branik.
Ostravar.
Oh, God, we're going for them really, some really shitty ones now. Is Černá Barbara its own brand, or is it done by somebody else?
That's a long gap.
Yeah,
I think we're leaving it there.
I think we are. I'm not very good at this game. But I'm actually, have I ever good at any of these games? Last podcast, yes.
Yeah.
The other one's terrible.
Anyway, doesn't matter. Whose game is good, doesn't matter. We're going to play the other three later while we're off mic. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that, listener. Because we sort of slightly did a bit.
I did quite enjoy it.
Right,
but
it was a break from the normal format.
It's so one that I think you can play on a train next time we go somewhere.
Yeah. And also, if there's loads of you, like going around in a circle gives you more time to think.
Yeah,
as well,
that's really good as well. Good icebreaker.
Perfect
for corporate events. I don't know if we're going straight into the next to the next section, David, but we did not take a train as normally we would to Hrudim.
No, we're going to talk about that later. But first of all, before we get on to more more Zbrojovka stuff, let's do a hot or not.
Sure.
It's time for Hot or Not, and I have one of each, but both of them are either a hot or a not, depending on the angle you come at them from.
I have one exactly like that, and I have a very definite not as well.
Okay. I'm going to start with my very quick not,
go on,
then, which is Coventry reaching the FA Cup semi-final.
It's not a not.
Well, in a way it is, because the game that they're going to have to reschedule is the game Mark and I have tickets for.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of annoying.
Yep.
But it is nice to see Coventry FA Cup semi-final. And even if they move the Ipswich game to midweek, we're fucking going anyway. We just have to take more time off work.
Is it not 37 years since Coventry City got into a semi-final?
Well, it was the same year that we won the Cup, which was 1987.
Yeah, it was 87.
So, yeah.
So that's a very long time. And by all accounts, like watching the highlights looked like a cracking game of football.
Oh, we were good. Okay, Ellis Sims scored two goals, but if he could finish from anywhere, we should have been 3-0 up at half-time in that. Yeah. I mean, we were so good. But yeah, we'll see. We've got Manchester United in the semi-final, which, by the way, here is a definite not, playing FA Cup semi-finals at Wembley.
Yeah.
Not having it.
No, yeah, I mean, we do this in Scotland, both Hampden.
Yeah, no, rubbish. It should be big provincial stadiums. But also, there are so many more big provincial stadiums now. You know, St James's, Villa Park. You know, even if you have to have it in London, Emirates, Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, anything. But not
the Etihad.
Yeah, well, anyway, that's my not anyway.
The Pride Park. All right.
You know, even Forests. Ground, okay, well, either
way. All right. My quick not that could also be a positive is the pitch at Dens Park, Dundee.
Okay.
It currently looks like there's been several UFO landings on it. I find it absolutely incredible that a team in the top flight of Scottish football can have games postponed for a waterlogged pitch on four separate occasions.
That's amazing.
Across the season. Mental. It affected Aberdeen. That game was called off, I believe, 20 minutes before it was due to start. But the one that happened on Sunday was Rangers were coming to town. And what makes that a hot for me is that there's no possible way that that game was called off before a bunch of glory-hunting, knuckle-dragging Rangers fans took a ferry over from Belfast to Scotland. And a lot of social media has been tear-stained. Will the club refund my petrol? I left at 2 o'clock this morning because I don't live anywhere near Glasgow or Dundee. Sort of like stuff. It's just like head lost stuff. Absolutely fantastic. And you're out of Europe. Get it up, you.
Good.
So yeah, that's right, my not or hot.
My hot is, again, depending on which side you're coming on, could be a not. For me, it's very much in the things you love to see column.
Yes.
And it is a series of three tweets.
I'm listening.
Right. Saturday, March 16th, 10 a.m. Okay. Tweet from the AFC Rushden Diamonds account.
Okay.
Match day signing. AFC Rushden Diamonds are delighted to announce the signing of 22-year-old Lewy? Could be Lewy or Levi or Lewis. I may have mistyped it. Patching on a dual registration from Southern League Premier League side St Ives.
Okay.
So Rushden Diamonds, some last-minute transfer news on the morning of a match day. Towards the end of the game, 4:57 p.m, AFC Rushden Diamonds 0, Lytown 4. Simply that. So it's a bad day at the office for Rushden Diamonds.
Sure.
10:13 p.m. We are aware of an incident in the bar between the first team player and a supporter following this afternoon's defeat to Lytown. The player in question has had his registration with the club cancelled with immediate effect. That's Rushden & Diamonds' statement following allegations that morning signing Patching had headbutted a Rushden & Diamonds supporter in the bar after the game.
That's superb. That is
good, isn't it?
Oh, that's wonderful. I love this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really good. I think they're actually in real trouble this season as well, Rushden & Diamonds. I think they're in the Northern League. Like the Northern League, like Midlands or something like that division.
It depends which St Ives they're playing. Because if it's St Ives in Cornwall, that's definitely south. If it's St Ives in Cambridgeshire,
I think it's the other one.
Or
yeah.
Norfolk, somewhere sort of east. Yeah, possibly that.
I think it's like that, or it could be the East Division. Because I was scouting this the other day because for some reason I really wanted to know how Prescott Cables were doing.
Right.
Don't ask. But and I'm pretty sure I saw them hovering on a relegation spot.
Yeah, but I thought that like, as you know, as the story of a day in three tweets,
that's
I thought
real
that was amazing.
Three act stuff, isn't it? Fantastic. Yeah. All right, I'll be honest with you, David. I was struggling to find a hot or not.
All right.
So I thought I'd try something entirely new. So my not is ChatGPT.
Okay.
Because I was really struggling for something to do. That was definitely my laptop making a sound, listener. And I didn't know what to do, and I had loads of work to do today. It's really busy in my work right now. So all I did was I went into ChatGPT. I've never used this stuff before.
Okay.
And it's like, hi, ChatGPT. I don't know why I used hi. It's not a real thing, but I thought it'd be nice to, you know, make a first impression. I do a podcast where there is a hot or not section about something in soccer. I said soccer because I was assuming it was American. Can you tell me a funny real life soccer event that I can use on my podcast?
Okay.
Would you like to hear the reply?
Very much so, yes.
Okay, so ChatGPT. Certainly. Here's a funny recent true event from the world of soccer, colon. Quote, in a recent match, a goalkeeper was caught in an embarrassing moment when he attempted to clear the ball, but accidentally kicked it into his own net. What made it even more comical was the fact that he'd just finishing celebrating a spectacular save moments before, only to end up scoring an own goal in the most unexpected fashion. The goalkeeper's reaction, a mix of disbelief and embarrassment, quickly became a viral sensation, with fans and pundits alike poking fun at the unfortunate blunder. Despite the mishap, comma, the goalkeeper's team managed to secure the win, but the unforgettable own goal will undoubtedly be remembered as one of the most amusing moments of the season. Feel free to use this story for your podcast's Hot or Not section. It's sure to entertain your listeners with its blend of sports, mishap, and humour. Humour spelled H-U-M-O-R.
It didn't entertain me with any of those things.
No, it's also not a real-life situation from soccer.
I was going to say, which game does this reference? It does not reference a game, does it?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think it does at all. I think ChatGPT has been making it up.
Surely not. That is a scandalous accusation.
So if anything, one might spin it as a hot, because it is going to still be a long time before these devices become self-aware.
Mm. Yeah.
What an unfortunate blunder. ChatGPT.
Really? Well, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talking of unfortunate blunders.
We got Hrudin there.
We went to Hrudin. Great. So off we went to Hrudin, the jolly boys.
Aye.
It was an early one.
Everything about this day upset me.
Really?
Can I just put that out there right now? A lot of it being, I mean, a fair proportion of it being my own fault. But, you know, there it is.
Yeah, I mean, the many years of supporting Swarovka is also your fault and my fault. So that was a bad part of it.
We left at about 7:15 in the morning?
Half seven.
I had 3 hours sleep.
Yeah.
And boy, did it show, I think. Which also involved me going out the night before and I believe throwing up twice.
Oh, lovely.
So, can I just shout out to my new sponsor, Jägermeister.
I didn't go out because I had to get up early to pick up a hire car because we decided that we were going to drive up. So I was in bed with a cup of tea by 10:30. I was a sensible man. Yeah. Man, I wish I had been drinking. Would have made the whole thing a lot more palatable.
Yeah.
I mean, it was all right. Like, I actually made a note for people if you're coming up. Basically, the reason we decided to drive was because there were 6 of us. Mm-hmm. And the train, if we'd have got the train, it would have left at like 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
To get up to Pardubice had to change to get there to be frog marched across the town by the Robocops we had been previously. So we decided that was far too much like a pain in the ass. So we hired like a Citroen C4 Picasso 6-seater job. And between us, with the car and with diesel, it was 390 crowns each, which, to put it in context, if you're in the UK, that is just over 13 quid each for a car for a day. It's pretty good.
And I think it worked out at the same price, if not cheaper, than the train as well.
Yeah, roughly about the same. But we were also back in Brno with pints in our hand at 2:30.
Yes.
Which was very nice indeed.
Yeah. For a 10:15 kickoff, we should note as well on this one.
And, you know, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed driving around Czech A roads in a car with the music on with your mates.
Yeah.
It's perfectly fine.
I spent a fair whack of it sleeping.
Yeah, you were asleep for the first hour and then you perked up and you were...
Because I had a yogurt flapjack.
Which yes, is indeed, yeah.
The one thing that on my way home the night before, I'd been like, get yourself a flapjack. So the survival instincts kicking in there. We were there in good time. We were there at the stadium reasonably early, very cheap to get in, 100 crowns a ticket for you to stand in the
on the bit.
Turf. Yeah. On that a bit. And yes, we proceeded to take in MFK Chrudim 3's Brojovka Brno 1.
Yes, we started the same lineup as we did against Tabor, but thanks to @CzechFooty on Twitter, who posted the graphic, of the last 10 games, so that's pre-winter break and these three that we've had since the start,
yeah,
we are bottom of the form table.
I'm shocked.
We have taken 8 points from the last 10 games. Mm-hmm. Dukla, Příbram and Sparta B lead the way, and from the bottom is us, Žižkov and Vlašín propping up the table. And who have we got next at home?
Sparta B. More on that later.
Yeah. We were junk, weren't we?
Yeah.
There was a goal early doors, well, 15 minutes in from Langheimer in the first half, then yeah, went in at half-time 1-0 down, then we were 2-0 down quite early in the second half. With
3 minutes late into the second half.
Thumping volley from Latal.
Yeah, sort it's of, pretty good.
Yeah, just outside the area on the right-hand side as you're looking in, right-footed volley near post. Mm-hmm. It's a brilliant finish.
Yeah.
We put one back on 53 with a Potocny strike, then we looked okay for about 10 minutes.
Okay, yeah, I'll accept 10.
And then we just wilted again.
Yeah.
And Langheimer scores again, another good hit from around the same place as Lassalle's goal.
Yeah.
3-1, there's general disquiet.
Yes. You had this situation, of course, at full time as well, where Rzeźniczek was in a heated discussion, let's say, with...
let's have a heated debate. Yes.
Because, you know... He is, from what I'm told, or what Pavel has told us, hey Pavel, that he is, you know, a big defender of the Bartoniec regime because it's paying him loads. I mean, there are rumors going around that, you know, I don't know if how much I believe this, that he's getting something like 500,000 crowns a month.
Yeah.
And then has been promised like a cushy sort of back role, you know, in the club once he retires, which will be sooner rather than later. So it is maybe one of these bite the hand that feeds sort of situations.
Yeah, so at full time, we sort of left as soon as we could because we didn't think there was any reason to stick around. But because the ground is so small, once you're outside, you can see through the fencing and so forth. And there was a heated discussion between the more vociferous ultras and the squad led by Rzeźniczek, who was, you know, at the fence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Getting an earful, but yeah, looked like giving as good as he was given.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, overall, pretty crap.
My God, our midfield's bad.
Mm.
My fucking God, our midfield is bad. Right, and this is what I was saving from the from the Tabor sort of chat as well. Like, I'm not convinced that the midfield actually does anything. Like, if you are an opposing team, you seem to play absolutely right through us. I don't think that they can maintain the ball, and they certainly can't get it into any, you know, sort of promising positions for anyone to really, you know, who's supposed to score goals, getting in on the action with. Like, when you have, like, we have such a top-heavy, like, team in the sense that the majority of goals that we will get will be from Kuba Rzeźniczek, and I will suspect quite strongly that our second highest scorer will be Denis Aliagic, right?
Yeah.
If they are getting nothing, I can remember Aliagic getting the ball twice in Chrudim.
Yeah. But there again, he's being played out of position because he was playing sort of wide left where Kronos should be. He's a poacher.
Yeah. Why are you playing someone like that wide left on a pitch like that as well would be my response.
By the way, a word for the pitch.
Like this...
Absolutely dreadful, by the way. Oh. So many fouls, so many injury-looking tackles of just people getting stuck in the turf.
Mm-hmm.
Or yeah, it was a pretty kind of, you know, medieval battle of a muddy, crappy pitch.
It is the worst pitch in. It's the worst pitch over the across the Czech two leagues.
Mm.
I would say that, but with some certainty at this point, having now watched us play in person in Chrudim 3 times, every time we've played there, the pitch hasn't been good. People will have to check this, but I would have a very strong suspicion that Chrudim games are Hurin will be up there in teams that get their games postponed for weather quite often.
Yeah.
It's certainly not, there's just no good draining around it either. It's not like one of these places like that has an okay pitch, like let's say Varnsdorf, which is not an amazing pitch, but it'll do.
Yeah.
And it's got, good draining options. Like there's no floodlights as well in Hurin because they don't really have so much money. So I'm guessing as well that they probably don't have an experienced groundkeeper, if a good groundkeeper at all. And it's impossible really to string any sort of pass together on that pitch. This was one of the main problems as well in the match, was that we were trying our best to keep a hold of the ball, but people would slip, people would get their studs caught in the turf. You would have half of the time the ball seemed to be knee height because it's just the surface is so uneven. And you'd hope that people would be aware of that. Obviously, Hurin have a huge home advantage in this regard because they play on this pitch every second week. And for a team like Hurin, I would also assume that they probably train on it as well. It's really sort of disgraceful.
Although, that is no excuse because, as you said, midfield-wise, it is remarkable to have a midfield that does nothing to stop anyone coming towards it or create any linking from anything going away from it.
Yeah.
Yeah, remarkable stuff.
Yeah, and I don't think you can really blame Hurin for this, at all. It's when a bad team comes to town, is playing on a surface that they are just completely, not adapted to really playing at all. Like, there were just some really bad, individual performances, as well for the team. I didn't really see anything good aside from the goal from Potocny.
No.
I thought Potocny was rubbish most of it. Like you say as well,
He's my absolute bet noir for this season. But he came in with such high hopes, and he's done nothing.
I think the same way as a lot of hopes were put on Tomáš Smekal as well.
Yeah,
and he's
vanished without a trace.
He's on the bench for a reason. Yeah. I mean, Texel's not really favoured right now, and he's coming back off quite
injured,
a long injury. And you know what? This might be a controversial one because you're willing to give people the time and stuff like that. Simon Follett can have all the time that he wants to get up to speed and get up to fitness again, playing for our B team, as far as I'm concerned, and getting match time or whatever, because we don't need people huffing and puffing and looking at a place on a pitch right now. Like, little boy lost stuff the last couple of games. And it's like, you have played in major European games.
Yeah.
You don't know where to position yourself against fucking Tabor. You know?
Yeah.
And it's starting to get quite... I realise most of this section has now just been me having a rant about the
team. That's all right, that's fine, yeah.
But, like, something has to change, and I think what you were saying as well in the first part as well, it's not knowing the club isn't really good here. I question what the man management is, I question what the morale of the team is, and in cases like Hreznicek, I question who he wants to play for.
Yeah, I think... we're basically going to see the season out. We're going to finish fourth or fifth. And
and that's fine.
We're going to see the season out. Polak, I'm not entirely sure why he's there. He was appointed in a panic of not knowing what to do or not having any other options. Actually, there were options, but they just never went for them. Mm-hmm. Who knows the club? But is clearly not a first-team coach.
Rumours is that he's on thin ice right now as well.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
That would be good. I mean, this is maybe getting into a bit of a theoretical discussion now after a recap about losing to Hrudim, right? But would it be best, actually, for us just to finish fourth or fifth and just see stuff out? Because, I reckon that the team would get battered by anyone currently who would be, struggling in the top flight.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Karvina looked like they might just get directly relegated, but, them or a Budjovice or a Zlín. You'd back them to lose over two legs, right? But the problem is, so what if he didn't? What if he got up there? Because there's,
record points low.
This is, we'd be heartily towards our own Derby County, right?
You know?
So maybe it is just for the best that actually we just, have a respectable sort of run, win more than we don't, and then, we're just out of puff against, congratulations to Vyškov, but oh god, will they play at our stadium if they get promoted?
Probably.
Oh god.
Well, I don't know. They're playing in doodah.
Dornamitsa.
Yeah, they probably just use that.
Do they have permission to use it?
Well, they do now. I don't know their...
Because my thought was that stadium is not going to work at all for top league.
Well, we're probably actually quite close to finding out, aren't we?
Sure.
Yeah. Anyway, that's enough of that horrible nonsense. Would you like a beer?
Yes, please.
Okay. It's the
Beer of the Podcast.
And here we go. Yo, I'm not entirely sure why I did that, but that's what's just happened.
It's the magic of broadcasting, yeah, isn't it? Spontaneity.
This is a very weird one. I went to the new hipster-looking beer place on Solnichny, which I actually don't like drinking in. It's oddly impersonal.
Surgical. It's got too much of a bright light.
Yes.
Dead handy because it's like three doors, if that, down from my office.
Yeah, I feel we might be getting a lot of Beer of the Podcast from there.
I feel when me last minute needing a beer for a podcast, yeah, would never.
Anyway, I swung by there and took a while to work out what I was going to get, and this is very definitely our first Basque microbrewery.
Basque
microbrewery beer. It is called Pie Eating Contest. It is from the Basque Land Brewery, which is in the, I have it here, the county of Gipuzkoa, which I had to Google, but it's the county, the capital of which is San Sebastian.
Aha, okay.
So, like, it's the, yeah, it's like San Sebastian's municipal county within the Basque country. So that's where this is from. It is an imperial pastry stout, and it is 11.2%.
Can I make an appeal to stout, please?
Yeah.
Can you stop making your stouts, all of you?
So fucking strong.
Whatever happened to 5%? Whatever happened to like a 4.5 milk or oatmeal stout? Lads. There, on you go, David.
Or, as I was about to say, crads, with two L's.
Is that how it
is? As in Fernando Clorente.
Oh, okay, because that just sounds, lads with two L's sounds Welsh, to be honest.
Well, you know, they say Welsh and Basque are related in that no one knows where either language comes from.
Yeah.
But they're kind of put together because they're both kind of alien and they both enjoy the double L.
Did you hear recently in San Sebastian that about 10 people got stuck on one of those revolving door sort of things at the front of a shop? It's a case of too many Basques in one exit. It's one of Hannah's favourite jokes.
That does not surprise me. Anyway, here we go. This thing.
Sorry. That'll be good. Good broadcast.
Yeah. This thing, when I poured it out, genuinely had the odour and consistency of old engine oil. And I poured old engine oil out enough that I know exactly what, like, the kind of viscosity and that looks like. It looks really aggressive.
Smells aggressive. I was going to use that word exactly, aggressive.
Yeah. What are you getting? Chocolate, definitely.
Well, chocolate, but
heavy chocolate.
I'm getting heavy varnish.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, if you take a really deep smell into it and you sort of remove the chocolate from your mind, it's got a little bit like, you know, like a small shop that sells antiques.
So varnish?
You probably. Yeah. All
right.
Cheers. It's thick. Whoa.
It's thick and cakey and sweet. Aftertaste is a lot nicer than the initial thump.
Yeah.
Because the kind of initial thump is just sugar.
Yeah.
But afterwards, there is, yeah, there's a bit of cake on there.
Maybe, I don't know if it's me, you know, drinking Strongbow dark fruits before this or whatever, but like...
Should have had a palate cleanser, man.
I should have done, because we had a palate cleanser for the very nice expensive beer last time.
We did,
last
yeah.
Time I,
yeah, this is a mistake.
I just get chocolate right now.
Yeah, keep on going until you get used to it, and then, yeah, aftertaste, there's a sort of bready, sort of sweet bread, cakey taste afterwards.
I like stouts. I'm on record as being a stout enjoyer. But, I mean, I struggle when it gets to 11.
It's too strong, isn't it?
I don't know why they do it, either, this strong. Like, is it... Do they have to make it strong to... For body, or... I don't know, but, like...
Honestly, if it just tasted like it tastes about 10 seconds after you'd swallowed it, I would be all over that. But the initial... just eye-melting sweetness of having to get that much sugar in to make it as strong as it is.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Not sure why you'd do
it. I think it's an attempt for sure, but I would say try again, lads.
Indeed. Yeah. Right, are we happy with that there? Not really.
Well, if you would like, to counteract the sweetness, if you would like to have something, you know, a bit more bitter in your mouth, let's talk about our next game against Sparta B. Wait, hey, it's a preview, and it's one that got cut off by a couple of meetings, but we go nonetheless.
Okay.
It doesn't promise to be a good Friday, David, as Sparta B will be coming to town. Obviously, we're not playing this weekend with the international break.
Oh, yes, I'd forgotten about that. With that in mind, I might not be here.
Uh-huh. I mean, I don't want to be here for it, but I probably will be, because there's always something just... really depressing about playing a B team, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
And then one league up, you've got the real thing, and you feel like it's a real sort of like fall from grace. And then also it comes with the embarrassment of, you know, possibly dropping points to them as well. Overall, our record against Sparta B is decent. Like, we have...
Yeah, that's not saying much. It's
two
a
win,
B team.
Two wins, yeah. Two draws and a yeah. loss. But, you know, I think it's worth pointing out that Sparta B are, like, different from other B teams in terms of disparity between budgets. So this is not like... like, losing to Sparta B will be embarrassing. Absolutely. It's not as embarrassing as... I think we've got the major embarrassment of the season out of the way in losing to Sigma B, which yeah. is a real, oh, God, how on earth have we done that? You know, so they have... You know, Sparta have huge budgets... You know, the B team doesn't really buy players. It buys players from places like Lokomotiv Vltavin that they have potential at age 16. And then they come through up these sorts of things and they inevitably don't make it into actual Sparta Prague. And then they go off to ply their trade in the second or third
right,
tiers
yeah.
of Czech football. But it does mean that players that are coming in that are new or are returning to fitness or they just need squad numbers, you know, who would normally play for Sparta are actually getting game time. And we've discussed this before, you know, on podcast, you know, a couple of years ago. You know, we once had a player that was, I think, valued at something like 9 million euros playing
yeah.
against us. So you have this mixture of players that are too good for the league and you have players that will eventually find their feet at this level.
Yeah.
Like, players that will not hack it with Sparta B will end up signing later on for Varnsdorf or Trinets or,
yeah.
or something like that. And, you know, for that reason as well, B teams do not necessarily where they care where they end up in the league. So it's all about match fitness. It's about individual performance, you know, to an extent team performance. They would obviously like to stay in the division in order to play against a, you know, a higher caliber of opposition. You know, we talk all the time about the gulf in quality between the top division and the FNL that we play in. But boy, you know, the disparity between that and like third and fourth tier Czech football is stark. And really since the first, was it four seasons ago when they came up the first time, Sparta, they looked for a while that they were genuinely going to threaten the top positions in the league. Obviously, they can't get promoted, but there was a chance that they were going to finish second or third, and that would just deprive
the league block off somebody
of of a playoff, which was nonsense. They didn't do it. Other teams haven't been so lucky. Like Slavia B came up and went straight back down.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's stuff like that. But yeah, so they've sort of stabilised somewhat. They're 12th.
Fine.
Won 6, lost 8.
Although, as we have established, are the third most informed team coming into this.
Yes. Possibly until the weekend, last weekend, because they lost 2-1 to Varnsdorf. But they started back with 2 wins against Prostějov and Tábor. They smashed Prostějov 4-0. And that Tábor team actually does have a, you know, looks okay about it. We're just terrible, and Tábor should have beaten us. But it does make the, you know, Varnsdorf beating them does make things really interesting, because there's 6 points now between 12th and 16th.
Mm.
15th and 16th go down, of course. So Sparta beat at the top of that cusp.
Yeah.
So anything could happen. I feel we're due a tiny bit of good news.
Yeah, but maybe that good news will be Pollock being sacked after we lose.
Yes. if you bear in mind that the last good news that I gave on the last podcast was that David Hoof no longer plays for Hudim, and I think that they struggle for goals.
Yeah, and then we lose 3-1.
Yeah, well...
you Langhammer.
Yeah, well, let's talk about Tomáš Skandalec.
Who?
So I can't pronounce his name properly. Skanjelec. Tomáš Skanjelec. There we go.
Skanderbeg.
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 I don't know why we use that accent, considering that Skanderbeg are Albanian team. But yeah, so he was leading. He was a top scorer.
Right.
He had 7 goals. But he's, and this will happen a lot to promising players in Sparta B and other places, is that he's gone on a half season loan to a better team. So he's in Zlín now. So he's too good for Sparta B and not good enough for Sparta A. So he's in Zlín. I feel that that's a route for a lot of professional Czech players. So he's getting game time there. But someone we are more likely to see, of course, is...
That's right.
Former Zbrojovák Michal Ševčík.
Yes.
So, it's sad. It's sad. It's like, you know, he big money move in the summer. You know, under 21 international. Yeah. He's still in the squads. He's got his nominatse for the upcoming games. You know, he was supposed to come in, big pop Buffler, the best player, you know, in this Zbrojovka for the league. And he's joined a team where, admittedly, there are less opportunities to break through, right?
Because you're a champion.
Yeah, every time, David. yeah, so when your team's won the league, you're probably going to stay with that most of that team, right?
But he, like, I mean, you can understand him going to Sparta because of, you know, money and, you know, Prague, sure, and big thing, but it also smacks of, he was sort of between a rock and a hard place, because mm-hmm. he was never going to break into Sparta, but he was far too big for Brno, and we were on a downward trajectory. Yeah. So, that's sort of where do you go, well, really?
Well, yeah, I'll give you my answer that I usually have for this. That sounds exactly like Sigma Olomouc to me.
Well, yeah but, it's fair, yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah, so it's hard, but yeah, there are reasons for, you know, for joining, you know, these sorts of teams. I still feel like, I've said this one before as well, that like the big two teams in Czech football are very much like the old firm 20 years ago. Anyone else that's great in any other team that's especially in the same league, they buy and just they,
hoovered
they
up,
just bench.
Yeah.
He's had 83 minutes so far for Sparta A over 5 matches. One of those was he came on for a minute as a time-wasting sub.
Mm.
He's yet to start a game for them. For the B team, he gets more time, obviously. I mean, he's had 2 matches where he stayed on for the full 90. So... that was 2 weeks ago against Prostějov, and the other one was against us back in August, which
it's
was
still
a hilarious
not enough,
game.
Though, is it?
It's not.
Two full games at B team level.
Two full games at B team level.
For somebody of his undoubted talent, and of that age, what is he, 19, 20? Like, you should be kicking on. You should be somewhere where you're really kicking on now. That's it's such a shame.
It is.
He's a lovely little player. He really is.
And this is something that we've seen as a trend as well. Like, this
smacks of Pachlopnik.
I was going to say
it really does. Pachlopnik moving to Plzeň And okay, he got really badly injured, but then they didn't know what to do with him. They didn't know how to use him, and he just came back with his tail between his legs, and now he's, you know, dead, basically, or something. I don't know.
Another one as well for a talented player. I mean, not obviously, I would argue, at the levels of Shevchuk, is Jakub Přihystal. You know, obviously...
Look how they massacred my boy.
Fantastic, obviously, for us. We sold him to Sigma, like we sell everyone, it seems. And he is now on loan at Opava.
He's in
the league with us again. And that just feels to me like it is one of these ones where they don't know what to do with him and they don't want him really in the first team, so they'll farm him off. And then probably what that often means is he gets farmed off to Opava. Opava either buy him or he gets farmed off again to like a relegated Karvina next season or something. Yeah. And it's just like, it is just a bit of a waste. And you could be playing for a team that look absolutely garbage at the moment. So like, you know, but like if we just had him in midfield, everything that I said about the Rudy match, you know, there's a chance to rescue it.
Yeah.
But really, I mean, what do we...
Yeah, imagine this team, but replace Potocny with Shevchuk.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say we move Ali Gajic up to a front two and we have, Paklopnik on the left.
Mm-hmm.
Glory be.
Can we get Smekal out and put in Přihystal as well?
We'd be a lot flimsier, but hey, we'd be more fun.
The thing is, we'd score goals. Yeah. That's the thing, we'd score goals. And it would be at least a bit of a laugh. It would be going back to the, what's-his-name days. Probably should never have got sat by us, but his hand was forced.
Michalik,
where, you know, Michalik, Zborovka, but definitely Michalik, Lisheng. They did not care how many goals they conceded, just as long as they just kept battering sides offensively.
The fucking 97 Kevin Keegan of Czech football.
Yeah.
Michalik, just fucking, right, 4-3, that's fine, lads. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, I would love it if we were able to beat Sparta B, just because it stops me having to deal with you-know-who-you-are guys on Twitter.
Okay. Right,
but really, I don't know. I mean, my enthusiasm for this team is
waning.
It's waning at the moment. So,
having a good old Wayne,
Wayne's World,
indeed.
Party time.
It's not excellent. Anyway, right. Should we leave it there?
I'm going to my bed, man. That's enough for me.
All right. So, cheers everyone for listening. Thank you individually, listener. Get in touch with us on the socials if you feel like it. At Sprovcast. On Facebook and Twitter.
And thank you to everyone on Twitter for over 500 follows.
Yes, hooray. And yes, I don't really know what else to say on top of that. So thank you. We'll speak to you again soon.
Cesty to laví. Bye, chlads. Já vím, že se vás už nikdy nezbavím. S kamarády vám večer písní vyprávím. Že dál mě vedou mý cesty toulaví, cesty toulaví. Na jednom místě stát mě nebaví, tam, kde jsem ještě nebyl, tak se zastavím. A dál mě vedou mý cesty toulaví, cesty toulaví. Jak za starých časů komedianti spoutí, každý z nás to ví, že žádný cesty nejsou rovný, že se kroutí a kroutí. Cesty toulaví, já vím, že se vás už nikdy nezbavím, s kamarády vám večer písní vyprávím, že dál mě vedou mý cesty toulaví. Jak za starých časů komedianti spoutí, každý z nás to ví, že žádný cesty nejsou rovný, že se kroutí a kroutí. Cesty toulaví, já vím, že se vás už nikdy nezbavím, s kamarády vám večer písní vyprávím, že dál mě vedou mý cesty toulaví.
že dál mě vedou mý cesty toulavý.